last year we were discussing the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, and we were focusing on the deeper aspect of Kriya Shema. The Torah presents us the mitzvah in the phrase, using the phraseology of a dibartabam, and as such, Kriya Shema is one of those mitzvahs of a dibur. We spoke a little bit about what that means, how loud one has to speak, how soft one can fulfill the mitzvah, whether one has to speak specifically in Lashon HaKodesh. But now we move to the second dimension of Kriya Shema, and that is the lev part, the heart part, or the mindset. What must a person be thinking at the time that one is reciting Kriya Shema? So just to take a little bit of a background, there is a fundamental machlokas that appears several places in the Gemara about whenever a person performs any mitzvah, do we say mitzvos trichos kavana or mitzvos ein trichos kavana? Namely, when a person performs a mitzvah, is it necessary that he is doing it for the express intent of performing that mitzvah? What if a person is blowing shofar in Rosh Hashanah, not necessarily because he wants to fulfill the mitzvah, but because he likes the sound, he wants to practice his musical skills? Or what if a person is eating matzah at the Seder, not because he necessarily wants to fulfill the mitzvah, but because he likes the taste of matzah? Would one fulfill the mitzvah without the proper kavanah or not? So this is a major machlokas in the Tanoim and the Amoraim and the Rishon, even until the days of the Shulchan Aruch, somewhat unresolved what precisely the answer to this question is. We generally assume that mitzvah trichos kavanah, either because we're not quite sure whether that's necessary, or we really have paskin that mitzvah trichos kavanah. As a general rule, mitzvahs do require kavanah. But when we speak about the sugya mitzvah trichos kavanah, the kavanah that's necessary is pretty straightforward. Namely, a person just simply has to have in mind to fulfill the mitzvah, and that's it. He doesn't have to be thinking about the essence of the mitzvah, doesn't have to be up in the upper world as to what the mitzvah is all about. Just simply before tkiya shofar, l'shem mitzvah shofar, right before matzah, l'shem mitzvah matzah. He doesn't even have to say it, he just has to think it. When it comes to the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, however, we find, according to many Rishonim, that there is an additional component of Kavanah. The Rashba, in the beginning of the second Berakh of Maseches Brachos, explains to us, based on the sugyas that appear in the beginning of the second Berakh of Brachos, that there is an additional aspect of Kavanah that is necessary by Kriya Shema, that is lacking by most other mitzvahs, namely, Kavanah's Perush HaInyan, that a person has to understand, that a person has to be concentrating on the mitzvah itself as he is performing that mitzvah. Namely, you have to be paying attention to the words that you're saying. You have to have kavanas, kabbalas, or malchus shemayim. It means it's not enough when it comes to Shema. Just when you get to Aboche, Be'amayis, or Be'ahava, it says a little note in the Otzko Siddur, have intention to fulfill the mitzvah. Great. And having intention, Shema Yisrael Hashem, I have no idea what I'm saying. I don't understand what I'm saying. I'm not thinking about it. That's not enough, says the Rashba. When it comes to Kriya Shema, there's a second dimension of kavana. And the pashas in the sugya is that this is actually a din min haTorah, and it's ma'akev in the mitzvah. One really wouldn't perform the mitzvah of Kriya Shema properly without this additional kavana. One has to know it's not so complicated, which just takes about 2 seconds of just paying attention, just concentrating at the time that you're saying the word Shema Yisrael, just to think what the words mean, just to think, Shema Yisrael, it's not that hard, Hashem Lekeh Hashem Echad, just to focus on what the words mean precisely, and thereby one can fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema in a proper manner. So again, there are two different parts of Kriya Shema that combine together. And we spoke about the previous day, about the deeper of Kriya Shema, so the saying, the articulating the word should be done properly, and as well as the concentration. When it comes to the second part of the concentration, so then, although it's preferable, one should be thinking about the whole Shema, but Me'ikar HaDin, one fulfills the mitzvah as long as one paid attention to the first pasuk. Should try to pay attention to Baruch Shem as well. That's even though it's not technically in the Chumash, that's the part that Chacham instituted as almost the second half of that first pasuk. And as such, one should have in mind not just to fulfill the mitzvah of Kriya Shema, but one should really try as best as possible to concentrate a little bit, takes a very short amount of time, on the pasuk, the meaning of the words Shema Yisrael, as well as the phrase Baruch Shem. L'chadchila, one pays attention to the whole Kriya Shema, that's wonderful, but b'di'evet, one would fulfill the mitzvah as long as one paid attention and was concentrating at least on the first pasuk and the Baruch Shem.